from Matthew 10. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have come to bring not peace, but the sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's enemies will be those of his household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up his or her cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Whoever receives you receives me, and whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. Whoever receives a prophet because he is a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever receives a righteous one because that one is righteous will receive a righteous one's reward. And whoever gives only a cup of cold water to one of these little ones to drink, because you are a disciple, amen, I say to you, you will not lose your reward." When Jesus finished giving these commands to his 12 disciples, he went away from that place to teach and to preach in their towns. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus certainly minces no words. He wants to make sure that we understand what we are undertaking when we decide to follow him. Jesus requires nothing less than total commitment to his way. But note, it's his way, not our perception of what that entails. And it is not that we surrender all these relationships, although we may in some extreme cases have to do so, such as Kateri Tekakwitha, whose feast we celebrate. She seemed to have understood such demands because her conversion to Christianity did separate her from her family. For most of us, our relationships and commitments are to be seen in light of our primary commitment to Jesus the Christ. He is our focus, the reason for all that we are and do. He modeled this for us in that his Abba, the Father, was his focus. All that he said and did was against the light of his Father's will. Like Jesus, we are called to be a living gospel. Our Dominican brother, Pierre Claverie, says, "The main function of the gospel is to transform the disciples of Jesus into a living gospel. The creative and liberating word that took form with Jesus Christ and then in the scriptures does not cease to embody itself in those who live by the Spirit. What they present to their contemporaries is a living gospel." We are to be the good news, and to be the good news at all times. The call is not to ape Christ, to merely do what he does. In some sense, we are to be so inebriated with Jesus that we are Jesus. We are to abide in God as he did, to live each occurrence or situation grounded in God, to see things, our ministries, our relationships, with the eyes of God, and then act out of the heart of God. Jesse Jackson, a few days ago, made a comment that caused quite a stir. He was most embarrassed because he had not meant that comment to be heard. He was not aware, he said, that his microphone was still on. Whether or not it was on or off is not the point. The point is, for a person, any person, committed to Jesus, ought that remark to have been made at all?